You see that young girl?
Which one?
That one. Sometimes she's not there.
Are you kidding?
Sometimes she's over here and playing with the children.
Come on, she's just thread. She can't unweave herself and walk over to the next tapestry and weave herself back in.
Maybe she can.
You're being funny.
I've been taking pictures.
When?
Ever since I got here.
Show me.
I got a lot of them.
So?
Here. See? Here she is, and then she isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You told her?
I showed her.
Do you think that was a good idea?
You said to get a move on.
How did she react?
She didn't say much. You're going to talk to the people who own these tapestries?
I'm on my way up there now.
It's been 1 week. Nothing has changed.
I want you to see something.
What are these?
They're pictures. I've been taking them since I got here.
What am I supposed to be seeing?
All right. The little girl here. Now she's not. She's over here.
But that's not the same girl.
Oh, yeah? She may be small and always in the background in the crowd, but she's moving from tapestry to tapestry.
You've altered these photos.
No, man. Ma'am, I'm just trying to get to the truth.
This is ridiculous.
She can weave herself in and out of these tapestries.
What?
When your husband brought these over from Scotland, she came with them.
What is she?
We don't know.
You've not altered these photos.
They're untouched.
Well, I find this impossible to believe.
I understand, but you know there's something going on in that room, and now we know where it's coming from.
He bought everything?
Everything in this room, aye.
What was on the walls?
The McCreagley tapestries, woven with Scottish looms passed on from father to son and mother to daughter. I never thought I'd see the day my husband would part with them, But hard times we've had in the American. He was honest enough. He paid well for their worth, and we were thankit. But my husband, he suffered for the loss, I can tell you that. They were too close to his heart.
Was there something special about our tapestries?
They were a treasured heirloom. A bit worn for the wear, but they still had the spirit, I swear to that.
You ever feel a presence within the tapestries?
What did you say?
A ghost. Imp. A demon.
You speak of the spirit. I knew it well.
Did you see it?
Which it do you speak of?
A young child.
The wee lass. She never bothered a soul.
She was in the tapestry?
She was everywhere.
But she lived in the tapestry?
She did.
She's a spirit?
She be a wee weaver.
Is that what you call her? A weaver?
We do? Aye, the wee weaver. But now she is long gone.
Yeah, she's at the McElroy's castle.
Is she a problem?
She's been causing mischief. They want her out of their home.
Oh, don't ruffle her feathers, I can tell you that. She can be a bundle of pains, that one.
Did you talk to her?
Now and then.
Did she answer?
She may, if she be bothered. Or revenge is in her doing.
Revenge?
Aye. See the scar?
She did that?
Aye.
And you didn't mind her being here?
Not when all knows their boundaries. It'd be a comfort to have a spirit or two about.
Do you miss her?
Now and then. Now and then. Mojo, have you seen Elise?
Not today. Hey, wait a minute. What's that smoke? Is something on fire?
Yeah, the tapestries.
What?
I'm having them destroyed.
Oh, man, you don't want to do that.
Oh, yes, I do.
Stop. Get them off of there. Give me that rake.
Get
She was burning the tapestries?
Man, that was close.
All of them?
The only one that got a little singe were the peasants having a barbecue. They almost were the barbecue.
Where are they now?
The peasants?
No, the tapestries.
They're on the floor in the hallway.
You better keep an eye on them.
I told Helen.
You don't want to burn the Wee Weaver's home, or that thing may be running rampant around here.
Does Elise know about this?
I haven't seen her.
Better find her, Mojo.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah. Revenge.
As Mojo was walking back down the hallway, Helen is approaching from the opposite direction. Someone is asleep on the tapestries.
Elise? What are you doing? Come on, wake up. I said wake up.
I don't think she can.
Wait, what are you doing? Don't touch her.
I'm taking her to a room. I think you better call a doctor.
Mojo places Elise on her bed, then returns to the hallway. He drags the tapestries down the hall back to the Scottish room. He locates a stepladder and begins to rehang the tapestries.
How's it going?
Man, these things are heavy. Where are you calling from?
I'm back in London. I've been talking to Sean. I told him about the Wee Weaver.
I did not give you permission to replace those tapestries. I do not want them in my house.
I think you better talk to
Take
your husband.
Take them down now.
Uh-oh.
Look, I want you out of here. Leave this instant.
Ma'am, there's things you don't understand.
Right. Fine. Fine. I am calling the police.
He's calling her now.
Hello?
She answered.
Sean?
Yes, I know. Helen, please. I know. I know. But you can't. Look, I'm coming home.
He's catching a fight tonight.
Calm down.
I hope he can calm her.
I've got work to do here.
I don't know if I can. I can't. Sean, it's not... I'll try.
Whatever Mojo needs to do, let him do it.
Mojo?
I know. I entered a rock once. I figure squeezing through some threads won't be so hard.
No, don't. Don't call the police. Do not do that.
Your cell phone won't work in there.
I figured.
Will you just let Mojo do what he can?
Well, I got a long night ahead.
Be careful.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Sean will be here tomorrow. You're free to do whatever it is you feel is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
What are you planning to do?
I'm going to have a talk with the Wee Weaver.
Who?
I'll tell you about it later. I hope.